You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Can you believe it? Another opportunity to gain vengeance against a team that went 2-0 against him, Nebraska. Next up for the Hoosiers. That game's going to start at about 9 o'clock on BTN. If you've got YouTube TV, you can watch in 4K. Hopefully, Indiana wins, because watching in 4K does not mean losing is more fun or more interesting. Losing is still losing. Winning is still winning. But in 4K, you get to see, like, the crevices in people's faces and the sweat kind of on Malik Renew's face. That cat sweats like it's his job. Good. I hope he does it tonight, and I hope he does it without fouling. Again, they take on Nebraska. KenPom has the Hoosiers as a 6-point dog. The bettors have Indiana as a 3.5-point dog. Part of that might be because Indiana's played well of late, winning 5 in a row. Nebraska, they're playing well, too. There's some things you have to do against Nebraska to mitigate what they try to do offensively. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about Purdue. They get the W against Michigan State. But, man, Michigan State made them work for it. Game was tied with about a minute and a half left. Purdue, they hit some free throws. And Fletcher Lawyer hit a massive three. Braden Smith went down with a knee. Got it loose, kind of in the bowels of wherever they're playing in Minneapolis. Came back, played a little bit. So, you know, whether you root for Purdue or not, you don't want a guy to get hurt, especially a guy from Westfield. So we're happy that he was able to come back in. Now, should Indiana make the championship game on Sunday and suddenly that knee tightens up, we're not going to be too upset about that. Juwan Howard, he is out at Michigan. There was a question last night during his postgame press conference as Michigan lost the last game that Juwan Howard was destined to coach as a Michigan Wolverine, that implied that race is somehow a determining factor in the firing of coaches. You know, Kenny Payne getting fired at Louisville. He was like 12-52 at Louisville over the course of 2 years. In 5 years, Juwan Howard, pretty good the first 3 years. The last 2 years, not so good. And this year, not good at all. So Michigan's making a move. That tends to be more about green than it is about black and white. And it's more about W's than it is about, or more about W's and L's than it is about race. I think that, you know, if you win, you get to keep your job. That goes for white guys. That goes for black guys. That goes for everybody. This is an objective job. And the objectivity comes in the form of wins and losses. Let's talk about it. All this is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Friday, March 15th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, it's March. In Indiana, we know more about basketball than anybody. And so what MyBookie does is gives you an opportunity to profit from your experience, from your knowledge, from your insight, from your wisdom. All you have to do is go to MyBookie, and the link will be in the show description and in the comments as soon as we're done here. We can't put it in when we're live. We put it in once everything's recorded, and we put in a show description. At any rate, you use promo code KENT, that's Kent, and you get up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. How about that for winning before you even play? How about that? Yes, we are rocking the Indiana jersey. We never do this. The jerseys are for players. being on the floor is for players. But this is a humongous game. This is an opportunity to win a sixth in a row and maybe climb a little bit closer to the bubble. What's Indiana got to do to get on the bubble? They've won five in a row. If they win this sixth in a row and they set up a meeting between themselves and the winner of Illinois, Ohio State, and I hope it's Illinois, because that will be a win that will be more impressive to the people who do all the analytics and determine who the 34 at-large teams are. Anyway, hopefully it's Illinois, and it's more fun to beat the living hell out of Illinois than it is Ohio State. What does Indiana have to do to make that game happen tonight against Nebraska? Well, you got to keep Tommy Naga from hitting you for 24. His average against IU in the two games that these two teams have played, both Nebraska wins, and by very, very consistent scores, 86-70 and 85-70, Tommy Naga is averaging 24 points a game. His season average is 14.6. So you've got to limit him. You have to keep Nebraska from beating your ass from beyond the arc. Nebraska has outscored Indiana in the two games that they've beaten Indiana by 30 and by 9 from behind the arc. Now, conversely, Indiana's going to have to hit some shots. You can't have a guy like Mackenzie Imbako go 0 for 5 from threes and win the game. Like, you got to hit shots. This is Indiana's opportunity to make a little bit of hay and develop some positive momentum toward getting a bid to the NCAA tournament. You have to make shots in order to do it. And that doesn't, like Gabe Cupps hitting 2 out of 3 last night, that's like finding a $100 bill on South Meridian. That you say thank you, you pick it up, put it in your pocket, but you can't count on that to eat every single day. You're not going to find C-notes on South Meridian like it's raining money. That's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen with Gabe Cupps, who shoots the ball like this, and the ball rotates like that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
That is not optimal. You also, Khalil Ware has got to stay out of foul trouble. If Khalil Ware has to sit for any portion of this game, it is lights out. He's the difference maker for Indiana. He has got to stay on the floor. I think he played 35 minutes last night. He's got to stay on the floor for 35 minutes. And Mike Woodson knows what this is. This is win and advance, survive and advance. And to survive, you got to have your players play. And that means Renew, that means Ware, that means Imbako, that means Xavier Johnson, that means, to an extent, Anthony Leal, Gabe Cupps. Other than that, maybe you sprinkle in Peyton Sparks, that's okay. We know we're very unlikely to see C.J. Gunn, and that's the way that is. This is a skinny bench. And as a result, maybe tomorrow the biggest problem Indiana has is that they're going to be a little bit heavy-legged. It is better to be heavy-legged in the Twin Cities than to be well-rested in Bloomington. So just stay in the Twin Cities, get tired, fight through it, stay hydrated, get your treatments, and go kick people's ass. It's that easy. Mike Woodson, is he still fighting for his job? Probably not. This five-game winning streak has likely saved him. If he had, over this five-game period, if they had gone 2-3 or 3-2, I think he's likely a goner. But because they've won these games, and maybe, there's hope in the transfer portal, you don't know who you're going to lose yet, You might bring everybody but Xavier Johnson back. That could happen. So, we'll see what happens tonight. I think it's going to be fascinating. But you got to hit shots. You got to keep them from hitting shots. You got to move the ball quickly. You got to get the ball out in transition. Try to create buckets with your pace. We talked about Tominaga. We talked about where. Trey Galloway, his status, kind of a big deal. If he can play, I can't believe that he's going to be well enough to play after not being well enough to play last night. That would be kind of a weird deal. You would have thought that if he was that close, he would have tried it last night. He didn't. And so you got what you got. You're dancing with these guys. And it's up to a guy like Anthony Leal to be able to compete at a level that's going to win them this game. Compete at a high level. Consistently for 40 minutes. Khalil Ware doing the heavy lifting on the offensive end. Being the rim blocker, protector on the defensive end. You get that Xavier Johnson being a pain in the ass to play against as he defends, that's good. What they got to do, they got to make shots. And here's the key to making shots, is you got to take good shots and pass up bad shots. So Xavier Johnson taking open looks, he got to stand back and say, wait a second, why am I so wide open? Hey, I'll bet it's because they believe I can't shoot. And you know what? I got to admit it. They're right. Unless the circumstances are really, really odd, Xavier Johnson is a guy whose ability to hit the inside of the rim, much less get the ball to go in the basket, questionable. Got to hit foul shots, at least as many as they did last night. I think, 14 of 18, right? That's good. A little bit better would be great. The thing is, Indiana has got to find a way to score more points than Nebraska does. That means you got to play better defense than they do, and you got to hit more shots than they do, and it's just that simple. All right, Colts, they introduced Raekwon Davis today. All right, sounded like a guy, you know, they, people keep asking, was it the scheme? Was it, he said he liked the scheme that with the Colts, he can just go make plays. And with the Dolphins, he was two-gapping all the time. All right. He said he likes the idea of playing with Grover Stewart and DeForest Buckner. But he didn't say those things that you sort of put in bold as the actual reason that a guy came. I always take that to mean that money was something that he really considered as important in doing this deal. And of course it is. 2 years, $14 million. If that's the most you were offered to play, and you think, hey, this is a place where I can succeed, and this is a place where we're going to have a rotation that can maybe raise a little bit of hell. We got a young quarterback. Maybe we're on the come. Let's go. These guys are businessmen, too. They don't talk about it, but they're businessmen, and they care about money just as much as you do. And there's nothing at all wrong with that. He's happy to be here. Like I said, he likes the scheme. He sounds like a Colt. Very, very smart guy. I like it. He likes Grover Stewart because Grover, when he called Grover, Grover was on a tractor. Grover is a country guy from Southwest Georgia. And this is kind of Raekwon Davis is a guy of a similar background. He'd say, you know, guys call me, I might be on a tractor or might be deer hunting in Mississippi. All right, good. Go play football, knock people down, and make us happy, would you? As it stands now, the Colts are pinned into drafting for need. Here's the thing that you can do with free agency. Here's how free agency works. If you sign free agents to your needs, like you need a safety, so go sign a free agent safety. If you can do that, then you don't have to worry about needing the draft. All you need to do is take the very best player that's left on the board. That's all you need to do. And the Colts, because they haven't signed, other than defensive tackle Raekwon Davis that we talked about already, other than that signing, they're kind of same old, which means their list of needs are the same. Cornerback, safety, maybe multiple. All right. What else you got? You know, you need a backup running back. And you need a weapon. You need a dynamic weapon who can move the ball for you, right? That's a really, really good thing. Ken, outside the framework of the offense, you got 3rd and 4, you're trying to gain 5, right? 3rd and 4, if you got a guy who can motor and make people miss, that 3rd and 4 isn't just a 5-yard gain, it's a 25-yard gain or a 40-yard gain. That's how you got to win in the National Football League. And right now, the Colts don't have that guy. So the Colts in the draft, they've got to be perfect. They need to get a cornerback, one. They need to get a safety, or maybe 2, but certainly 1, right? And you need a backup running back. Those are your needs, real needs. Then you also would really like to have that weapon, either a wide receiver who can flat bust it, right? Good, strong hands, or Brock Bowers. That would be a nice get as a tight end. We'll see what they're able to do. Speaking of the NFL, Aaron Donald retires at the age of 32, 10 seasons with Rams, 111 sacks. He made $157 million, so he doesn't need to do it for the money. He stayed another 2 years, and really through those 2 years, wasn't altogether that great. He had a tough 2022, 2023. It was a little bit better. He wasn't quite comeback player of the year, but he had 8 sacks and put up Aaron Donald-like numbers. He's going to go down in history as likely the best, John Randall aside, the best modern era defensive tackle in the NFL. So there you go. Who's going to win this game? The Indiana Hoosiers. This is one of them old school jerseys. Old school Hoosiers. You know what 30 is? 30 is the best shooting number that there is at Indiana or any other school. Ted Kitchell, one of the great 30s of all time. 30s can shoot. Indiana, they got a 30, but he's a walk-on. He's not going to play. I hope that 21 shoots it well tonight. I hope 0 hits some shots. I hope 3 hits some shots. I hope 2 hits some shots. I hope 1 hits some shots. Hit shots, limit shots, win game, move on. There you go. The lesson.